Today is the 11th of December. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is such an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So I think we are literally about maybe four, we have literally 2 weeks, I think, 2 weeks away from Christmas Day. Once Christmas Day hits, it's New Year's Eve. Like, it's just that week goes so quickly. It's New Year's Eve, and then bam, we are 1st of January 2019. One has to say, I am excited about next year. Very excited about next year. I'm very excited about closing out this year. God has been so kind to us, and I think God is not even, I know that God is going to continue to do miracles, signs and wonders, and he's going to blow our minds even more next year if we continue to stay faithful. And so with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday, and our verse of the day comes from Isaiah 7 verse 14, family, and it says this: the Lord himself will give you a sign. Who's that for? The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. Yeah. Who's that verse for? Holy and almighty Lord, who refuses to be the God who is detached and far away, we want to thank you for coming to live among us in Jesus. We thank you and praise you for your sacrifice and pain. We know this sign cost you greatly, so please let our praise in prayer, song, thought and life reflect our thanks to you in Jesus' name. Amen. And so if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the worship culture. It is such an honor and a privilege to have you here today. And for those of you that have been on this journey with me since February, we're almost at the end of the year. It has been an up and down year. It has been a reflective year. It has been a year of building. It has been a year of understanding, you know, God, what is the vision for us? What is the vision for our households? Where are we going? And I believe that God is about to answer some of our prayers and some of that thought. And I am grateful to God for where he's taken us as a family.
Yes, Lord, we need you, God. We need your love, we need your power, we need your grace, we need your peace, we need your rest, we need your salvation, God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh.
Just begin to lift up your voice. If you want to speak in your prayer language, just go ahead and speak in your prayer language. Mandara basi kitiri bu shakatara basindiri bu sikiti. Ikiti bu shakatara basi kitiri bu shandara baba basi kiti bu shakata. Ikiti bu shandara basi kiti.
We worship you, O God. We honor you right now. We acknowledge your presence. We raise an incense of worship, God. Let it be a sweet sound to your ear.
Yeah.
We were created. to worship you. We were created to reverence you. Nothing else matters than here in your presence, God. We say nothing else matters, nothing else matters, nothing else matters than being here in your presence, oh God. We don't want to be anywhere else but at your feet. We don't want to be anywhere than at your throne, God. Yeah. Oh, give me you. I hope it's not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Hey. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Yeah. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you.
Let this be your prayer today, that God, give me you. Everything else right now can wait. This is me and you time. So Lord, we want to see your glory. We want to see your power. We want to hear from you right now. Give us you. Give us you, oh God. Psalm 34:1-3 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Mahdarabasi kitebo shakata.
Lord, give me you. Lord, I don't want anything else but you. Father, give me you. Everything else, everyone else can wait. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. The God that knows me by name, the God that's the beginning and the end, is who I need right now. It's me, oh Lord, I'm on my knees. Hey. Lord, crying out to you. Father, I'm on my knees. Yeah, 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 yeah. Father, it's me. Yen de 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 de.
We as worshippers get to the point where we get into a routine of things and things become mundane. And it takes a lot for us to break out of routine, and it takes a lot for us to break habits. But I always want us to be in the spirit of, Lord, give me you. That everything else and everyone else can wait. That, Lord, when it's me and you time, it's me and you time. I'm not here for anything, but I am here to seek you. That is where we need to get to. That is where we need to get to in our worship. Where we say, Lord, it's me, it's me, it's me. And I'm on my knees and I'm crying out. I'm knocking on your door. I'm seeking your face. I'm here at your feet. Let my worship be the perfume that washes you. Give me you, give me you, give me you. Oh. You know, I'm reminded of the story in the Bible where Jesus talks about the woman who poured perfume on his feet, and she used her hair to wash his feet. She used water to wash his feet and then her hair to dry. And God said that she would be remembered. She would be remembered just because of what she did. How will they remember you? Why will they remember you? Why are we still talking about that woman thousands of years after? It's because in that moment, she submitted herself to Christ. She did not care who was on her left, who was on her right, who was surrounding her. All she cared about was that she was at the feet of the King. Will you make him your focus today? As you lay at his feet, will you wash his feet with your worship? Yeah. Psalm 145 says, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts." Mm. I pray that is your prayer today, that Lord, give me you. Give me you. I refuse to conform to this world. So Lord, give me you. Shine through me. Live through me. Breathe through me. Help me to see you in everything today. Help me to see you in all circumstances, in all walks of life today. Lord, help me to see you. Give us the boldness to love the way that you love. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Yes, Lord. And so, dear Heavenly Father, help us to never forget that the safety place in a fallen world is to remain in the center of your will. No matter where we are, who we are with, or what circumstances may seem to be looming on the horizon, we pray that we may stay in the center of your perfect will, Yeketebo Shakata, each day of our life, and that we may walk worthy of our calling and live in a way that is pleasing to you. May we learn to walk by faith each moment of the day and not be swayed by sight or feelings or emotions. And may we learn to trust your word more and more each passing day, knowing that without faith it is impossible to please you. For it is our heart's desire that in all we do and say, that we may be pleasing in your sight. Father, help us not to only do what is good and acceptable in your eyes, but help us to speak and think right. Father God, may we live in a right relationship with you, walk humbly before you all the days of our lives, and we pray that we may develop an attitude and a grateful praise and thanksgiving. Help us, Lord, to water all that we say and do with prayer, and may our actions and attitudes be rooted in your love and surrounded by your grace. Oh Lord, we pray that the words of our mouths be pleasing and acceptable to you, that our conversations be always full of grace and seasoned with salt, and grant us wisdom, we pray, to know how best to answer everyone with whom we come in contact with, in love, but without compromise. This we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen and amen.
So if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome, welcome, welcome to the family. We are so happy to have you, and we pray that you stick around. I pray that this is a great resource for you to continue in your line of worship and help you grow as a worshiper in Christ. And that is our first calling. That is what we are born to do. And so in any way, shape or form, this helps. I am very grateful. But the biggest thing happening here on Heart of Worship is the call, which is taking place on the 1st of February 2019. We are pretty much 6 weeks away. 6 weeks away. And if you would like to attend, tickets are now at only 30. I think we've only got 30 left. So you need to head over to the link in my bio on Instagram and go and get it. But until tomorrow, may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, family, I love you. Stay blessed. Bye.